Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the book of Ezekiel, the first chapter, verse 28. Like a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, such is the appearance of the splendor all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Confession, the inspiration for this week's uplift is from My Little Pony. I'm the worst. If you're still here and you didn't hit stop, thanks for sticking with it. There is a new My Little Pony movie, and if you ask my 7-year-old, it's the best movie ever. I thought it was fine. But there's a song from the movie called Rainbow, and it's been stuck in my head the past week or so. And then I read this verse from Ezekiel, and so I decided to just go for it. Now, most of us who have grown up in the church or been to Sunday school are familiar with the rainbow and its meaning from the book of Genesis. After the flood destroys the world, God says, "I have set my bow in the clouds." And we've always depicted that bow as the rainbow, a symbol of promise, a reminder that God is on our side. Now, the super nerdy but interesting thing is that the Hebrew word used in Genesis means bow, as in bow and arrow, though it is also translated rainbow, depending on the context. But I love this image of God hanging up God's weapon, literally saying, "I will use no weapon against you." It's a reminder for me that when bad stuff happens, God is not making it happen. That being said, anytime the word rainbow is used in Scripture as we translate it, it is this same Hebrew word. And so rainbow has become a symbol for a promise, for peace, and for hope, all stemming from this first original use in Genesis. Now, by the time the author of this book, Ezekiel, uses it in the verse today, the hearers of this prophet had long heard the rainbow story from Genesis. It was a very familiar image. And in this verse, Ezekiel compares the presence of God to a rainbow breaking through the clouds on a rainy day. Not quite the same kind of promise. And it adds something to the verse we hear in Genesis. See, it's not about a promise, but about God, Ezekiel says. And I actually think this shift is so lovely. Because we all know how rainbows make us feel, right? Kind of awestruck and reflective. This is what God does. The presence of God breaking into the messy, broken parts of life, the things that scare us and cause us pain. When God breaks into that, it feels like how a rainbow feels on a rainy day. Just like a rainbow breaking through a storm, the glory of God, the presence of God is captivating. It's beautiful. It makes us pause, no matter how old we are or how many rainbows we've seen before this one. And if that weren't enough metaphor for you, rainbows need both sun and rain. They need both to happen. You can't have a rainbow on a perfectly sunny day. So if your life feels a little stormy or cloudy right now, God will break in. And when God does, it creates this amazing, beautiful thing. You'll see it and you'll feel it and you'll be awestruck. So what does this have to do with My Little Pony? Well, the song from the movie, like I said, is called Rainbow, and it's sung by Sia. The lyrics are kind of like these verses, a reminder that things will be okay, that even in the midst of storms, God's light will break through. The words in the chorus say, "I can see a rainbow in your tears as the sun comes out." See, I don't know about you, but I hear the same things in this song that I do in these promises of God we hear in Genesis and Ezekiel. The reminder that God is there and the sun comes out and the rainbow will show you just who is bringing the light into the darkness. So I encourage you, uplifters, to go take a listen. Listen to this song. I know it's from My Little Pony, but it's a good song. And then go and keep your eyes open for rainbows. Real and figurative ones. They are there to remind you of what it looks like and feels like when God breaks in. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.